Hello, my name is Marcus, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was somebody else. I got so many telephone calls. Support, what were we talking about on the Medicare?
I'm a third-party call center that handles accounts for over 400 companies. If you give me your zip code, I can see whether or not we have you in our system.
What are you helping me for?
So I'm a customer servicer. And
For what?
I'm returning a phone call based on
19121.
1 2 1. Okay, 1 second while I look into this. What's your name, ma'am?
Helen Reddy.
And that zip again was 19121. Could you spell your first and last name?
First name is Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Last name is Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y.
Okay.
And what company are you calling about? Because I might have put it through another one, because I know I was waiting, waiting, and waiting.
Yes, ma'am. We're intermediary on behalf of, and we work with 400 companies, so whichever company that we are contracting with, that's the company that we represent. But we don't know exactly which company it is until we actually pull up the account. So I have 19121, and I have Helen Reddy. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
You might be. Bear with me a second and see if I can pull this account up.
There,
I am still trying to pull this account up. Do you have anything, any other identifiers that I can go by? Email address.
Address I gave it to you, 1723 North Morrison Street.
No, I'm sorry. No, email address.
No, because I don't know if this is what I was calling before. I don't need to give you my email address.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up through your zip code. Let me see. Do you have the last four of the card number that was used?
What card number? Wait a minute. I'm confused. I haven't used my card. That's
okay.
Why I'm confused, because what I was doing has mm-hmm. not been put into the system yet.
Okay. So,
and
do you
what
have
company are you calling from? You calling from?
So we're a third party call center. Do you have the number that you actually call at any time?
No, I was on the system. I wasn't doing anything. I was on the system.
Okay, I'm just.
This is making me very leery, because I did computers, and when I feel picking that up, that makes me want to change my code numbers and everything, because I don't feel comfortable when people are telling me this here, and I'm only doing what I'm supposed to do on the system. I'm trying to order something for someone,
okay.
And I have never, I ain't even get in it to complete it.
Okay, so you probably need to go back into the system some type of way, ma'am, because we basically deal with orders that have already been completed. And there's some type of issue that's going on. So I have no idea how it was initiated on your end, but
because
once
I called for Medicare earlier, mm-hmm. and she was telling me to call, and someone would guide me through.
Yes, my bad.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, ma'am. This is not a Medicare. this is not a
and
Medicare
what company.
Company
is it?
So this is a customer service company. It's a call center that handles accounts for purchases that people make across the nation for different kind of products, whether skincare products, dietary products, so on and so forth.
Mm-mm.
So one of the digits had to get mixed up in some type of way. So you may want to go and look back at the number again, and because I've, I, you know, just my history of calling different companies, sometimes there's some type of bridge where you get cycle into someone else's system. So something had to take place there. You asked about Medicare.
Yeah, because I was sitting here talking to my husband, and I was like, you like this, you like that, they like this.
Yeah,
this is what I was in there for.
Yes, ma'am. I've had that happen to me before.
That means
so.
I'm not going
to
buy nothing from that store.
Right.
You're going to be disappointed. I'm like,
Right, no problem. So I suggest just checking that number back again and see if it comes back the same, and if that is the case.
And so I just shut it down, and I'm going back in and again.
There you go. So you definitely have a great day today, ma'am, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.